Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries and thrillers and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is The Kiss Murder by Mehmet Murat Sommer, first published in English in 2008 by Penguin Books. Today it's all about murder and blackmail in the world of transvestites in Istanbul. The unnamed narrator of this book is a male computer consultant by day and a transvestite nightclub hostess by night. Her club is one of the most fashionable underworld night spots in town, and she's chic and glamorous. Her style icon is Audrey Hepburn, and she doesn't suffer fools for a single moment. One of her girls, Busey, comes to see her for advice. She's scared someone is after her private letters from a former lover, an unnamed influential person. And the next day, Busey turns up dead, and now the hunt is on to find the letters. Our heroine knows that the police will do nothing for a dead transvestite, and so it's up to her to find out who killed Busey and locate the letters. By the way, Busey is Kiss in Turkish, which gives the book its title. Now, our heroine suspects that the letters are at Busey's mother's house, but when she arrives at the apartment complex, she finds another body, and Busey's mother, who is blind, is also missing. This leads our heroine into the murky world of hypocrisy and political intrigue, the world of men who like transvestites but will do anything to keep their secrets hidden. Now, the setting was the main reason why I really enjoyed this book. This is a world of shame and pride, a distinct community of transvestite prostitutes who look after their own because the rest of the world shuns or uses them. On the surface, The Kiss Murder seems like a fun, witty mystery, but underneath it's really very dark. There are a lot of laughs, but I also felt for the struggles of the characters, wanting to be themselves in a world that they are not truly accepted in. But this doesn't seem to stop our heroine. She is self-assured and frankly quite arrogant. She reminded me quite a bit of another detective, Hercule Poirot, with her ego and self-belief. She pushes aside the sexual advances of men and is ruthless in both her computer consulting and her nightclub businesses. She also has a tongue as sharp as a whip. Oh, and did I mention she also has some fierce Thai kickboxing skills? But for all her arrogance, she is still driven to find out the truth about what happened to Busey. Now, the main character doesn't grow or change much throughout the mystery, but then again, that's not all that unusual with some detective stories. But what made this really enjoyable was the unusual insight into transvestite culture in Muslim Turkey. Plus, of course, wondering who the famous man was behind the letters and whether our heroine would get her man in the end. Now, this is the first book in a series known as the Turkish Delight series. Other books include The Prophet Murders, The Gigolo Murder, and The Serenity Murders. So if you like Audrey Hepburn, dark underworlds, hypocrisy, crime, and Istanbul, I recommend you check out The Kiss Murder by Mehmet Murat Sommer. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.